Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
4 teams in the National Football League playoffs. We have conference championship games. In the AFC, you have, I think, the two teams that you thought would be there. Buffalo? Well, two of the three teams that you thought would be there. Buffalo, Kansas City. I know a lot of folks thought that the Baltimore Ravens might be there. In the NFC, I think you have two teams that maybe nobody thought would be there. Eagles are really good. But I think a lot of folks thought at the beginning of the season, all right, Detroit, San Francisco, maybe. And the Niners had a Browns type of year. I'm Jeff Phelps, Dan Menigan, in for Andy today. I'm left sitting here looking at the AFC and thinking, great, that's going to be a phenomenal matchup. And man, is this just nasty for the Browns. This is just nasty. Because those teams aren't going away, Dano. And neither are the Ravens. And neither are several others in the AFC.
But none of this is surprising. Like, it's not like all of a sudden the fire-breathing dragon showed up out of nowhere. Like, you knew they were there the whole time. Josh Allen has been there for, what now, is this year six?
But he's better.
Right.
He
Patrick
keeps getting
Mahomes
better.
Has been there for 7 years. Lamar Jackson has been there for 6 years.
He keeps getting better.
It's not like these guys appeared out of nowhere. Like, you knew the AFC and the way that this is laid out was always going to be this uphill battle. It didn't do anything to change anything that I thought before. This is exactly where I thought this would go. And the only thing that changed it was the fact that C.J. Stroud seemed like he took maybe a half step back. But you could even claim that as because of injuries and offensive line play. Like, that's the only part of this that I looked at and went, okay, maybe this. But you knew this. This was all known knowledge.
Even though Houston made the playoffs again this year, I don't know that they made a step.
Right. And if anything, that would be the only one I'd point to. And so there's two ways that you think of this.
But remember, you know, they brought in Diggs. He got hurt. Mm-hmm. Tank Dell got hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, they lost some key guys. That didn't help them. Not that they would have beat Kansas City, but it didn't help them any.
Yeah, their defense took a step forward. Their offense took like a half step back. And that happens every so often. It's year two of a quarterback. Sometimes that's the way that it goes. So I'm not going to lie to you, man. I'm exactly where I left the season to begin with, which was you've got two paths to greatness. One of them is you need to go find your fire-breathing dragon quarterback, or you need to build up everything else around you so then that way you can counter the fire-breathing dragon at quarterback. That maybe you can look at this whole thing and go, all right, we can run the ball with a great offensive line and play really good defense and use the Eagles model as a way to build things. Because that's your options, and it feels like option B is a heck of a lot easier than trying to find option A.
But look who's left. In the AFC, it's Mahomes and Josh Allen.
Right.
Okay, so build up around your quarterback and build a great team. Well, you've got the great quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And the Browns are in a conference where you are going to have to deal with great quarterbacks.
Yes. Those guys aren't going anywhere.
You know, don't forget about Joe Burrow in Cincinnati.
Exactly.
You know, he's not going away. Justin Herbert wasn't good in the playoff game, but Justin Herbert's terrific. There are other good quarterbacks in the conference. It seems like CJ Stroud.
Yeah, the arrow's pointing up on Drake May. We'll see what that looks like in a little bit.
On his way.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to find one.
Yeah. You got to find somebody. I mean, that's the other side of this, is even if you decide to do the Eagles model, where you go, all right, let's beef up the offensive line, let's really attack the defense and see if we can build something of that caliber with that level of speed and that level of depth to go with a Saquon Barkley-type running game that you can possibly work your way around of what Kevin Stefanski knows and all that stuff, you still need someone who, I mean, what, if we're building the top 10 quarterbacks, right, you'd probably put Jalen Hurts in the top 10, 15, somewhere in there.
Yeah,
that feels comfortable.
He's in there.
Yeah.
The Eagles are the team here that, and this is no disrespect to Jalen Hurts, of the four teams left, they're the team that you would think, okay, they have a really solid quarterback who runs their system well, as opposed to an absolute star quarterback who's running this show. Mahomes, Allen, Jaden Daniels, clearly on his way. What's easier to find? In Cleveland, it's not the quarterback.
Nope. It's easier to beef everything else up around you and find somebody who can take care of the ball and find somebody who can execute what needs to be done and make those, 5 to 10 throws that you ask him to do every single game. That seems to be the path of least resistance. And at least the path that the Browns are closest to achieving than trying to go out and finding, for lack of better terminology, your fire-breathing dragon at quarterback.
Think about the 8 teams that played over the weekend. Okay? I mean, Lamar and Josh Allen, top-notch quarterbacks.
Yep.
The other AFC teams, Mahomes, CJ Stroud. Of those 4 guys, CJ's the least of the bunch, and wouldn't you love to have him?
Oh, you absolutely.
Absolutely love to have him. And in the NFC, you could make the argument that the NFC quarterback play, not quite as stellar. Matthew Stafford's best days are behind him, but he can still get it done.
He can still fling it.
He can still throw. Hurts, really good at running the system. Jared Goff, touch below absolute primo, but still, I think, really good. And Jaden Daniels on his way. Everybody has somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at the very least, they all have somebody who you say, yep, he's really good. At the very least, he's really good.
You have somebody that you feel relatively comfortable handing the ball to with 4 minutes left in the game, down by 10, where you could go, all right, go, execute. We need a touchdown here. Get down the field. You've got to and that's the level of quarterback that I think the Browns should be looking for at this point, unless, and the only thing I follow that by is unless, maybe next year you stumble into one of those guys who can step up and become one of the best quarterbacks in the league, because I just don't see it with Shador. I don't see it with Cam Ward. Maybe I'm off base here. Maybe I'm wrong. I just don't see it with those guys. And so that's part of the reason why I'm continuing to look at the Eagles model and go, that's something that I can emulate, because I just don't see it with those two guys. And if you want to find your way back to the playoffs quickly, it seems like that's the way to do it. It seems like that's the foundation that you have built, and that's the method to go.
Well, let me just throw this at you. We talked about the guys who are still playing, and number to join us is 216-474-0092. The guys who were knocked out early, Sam Darnold, who had a great year, but, okay, you're still wondering, is he the guy? Baker Mayfield, who had a great year, but you're still wondering, how high can Baker take a team? Bo Nix, young guy who played really well, but put up only 7 points against Buffalo. Jordan Love in Green Bay, who I think is pretty good.
Embarrassed himself, yeah.
But, you know, didn't play really well.
That's nice.
Steelers with Russell Wilson. And the Chargers, Justin Herbert had a really bad game. The guys with the lesser quarterbacks didn't make it.
But.
And they're all, and those guys are all pretty good still.
Oh, yes.
The ones I mentioned.
And the arrow is still pointing up on every single one of those guys you talked about besides Russell Wilson and Matthew Stafford.
I would agree with that.
That's pretty much the way that I would look at it.
I would agree with
that. At least there's hope there.
So you understand where this has to go in Cleveland.
Right.
I mean, it's so clear, it's ridiculous.
But I continue to look at, like, okay, so let's do the Jared Goff-led Rams. That's a good one. That team made the Super Bowl. But there's a quarterback who came in, controlled the ball, didn't really throw a whole bunch of picks, was really smart with it. The defense was unbelievable with Aaron Donald there and everything else that they built up, right? So you had that team that made the Super Bowl. Then you had those Niners teams that had Jimmy G at the helm that a lot of people were like, oh my gosh, Jimmy G throws picks all the time and all that stuff. Well, that team made the Super Bowl as well. You could point to Brock Purdy and say the same thing, and then we could continue to do the sports talk radio debate that everybody else is doing. Oh, is Brock Purdy a good quarterback? I don't know. Is it the people around him? I don't care. I have somebody who can execute an offense.
Why do all other shows sound like that?
Because
they all have that voice. Apparently.
Yeah, it all immediately turns into Charlie Brown's teacher for me when everybody starts yelling.
Scott's in Cleveland. Scott, welcome.
How are you, Scott?
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Good.
Doing well, man.
Yeah, I just think Browns fans in the city of Cleveland just don't understand. You know, we've gotten the best, in my opinion, from Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. Until we find a head coach that's a leader of young men and men in that locker room, this team isn't going.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anywhere. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Scott. Thank you very much. A lot of different ways to coach a football team. Sorry.
Not to mention on top of that one, I'd want to push back a little bit and go, how do you know? How do you know that he's not the quote-unquote leader of men? Is it due to the fact that he's not throwing things and smashing things and cursing perpetually? Like, is that what we're looking for? We need somebody who's perpetually grumpy to be the head coach because that's how you coach football? Because that's what we've seen in movies? Like, there's a lot of different ways to get this done. Andy Reid isn't screaming at people. That's just not how Andy Reid operates. Like, Sean McVay doesn't scream at people. That's not how Sean McVay operates.
Right.
Nick Sirianni screams at people, but he's an interesting fellow in his own right.
A lot of different ways to get this done.
Dan Quinn will yell at people, all that kind of stuff. It works for him. There's a lot of ways to do this.
One thing, Scott, if you're looking for reassurance, if they don't get it done this coming year, they'll both be out of a job.
Agreed.
So,
if this thing heads south by the bye week, I bet you.
If you're looking for that, Scott, there you have it. So there's that.
I think by the bye week, we might be having this conversation if things head south.
Yeah, depending on when the bye week is.
Right. It's true. We don't have that information.
If they have the earliest bye week, maybe they get a reprise.
So let me ask you this.
Okay.
What do you take away from the fact that it seemed like Sam Darnold kind of shorted out? And it seemed like Jared Goff kind of, He shorted out less so, but you kind of get what I'm going for.
I wonder about Jared Goff because, I mean, he got knocked right in the head.
Right.
Right in the chin.
Yeah.
And I wonder what impact that had on him the rest of the game. I think it's real clear. If you have the absolute primos of quarterbacks, then you don't have to worry about it. If you don't have, you know, if you don't have that top tier guy, then you've got to have everything else working well for you. Even a guy like Sam Darnold. If you look at Sam's, you know, and you know, I'm a huge fan.
Absolutely.
If you look at what he did in the regular season, he didn't win games by himself. He ran the offense. He threw the ball where they wanted him to throw the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin O'Connell orchestrated that offense, and it didn't happen in the playoff game, and they lost. And they didn't look very good, and they lost to a Rams team that, you know, people didn't think was the team that was going to go deep into the playoffs. I think what we've talked about is right on the money. If you don't have that absolute top-tier guy, the rest of your team better absolutely sing. Can the Browns find that top-tier guy? If that top-tier guy's last name is Sanders, it would appear no, according to every hint that his dad is giving now and has given for a number of years. You'll hear it coming up on Baskin and Phelps with Menigan.
We try to avoid.
Think it's kind of scary.
We try to avoid math on this show, especially on days when schools are out.
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Big day, Martin Luther King Day, Inauguration Day, National Championship Football Game Day. We're going to talk extensively about the Ohio State-Notre Dame game coming up noon. Frank Stamps, former Fighting Irish linebacker, is going to join us. And Lance Reisland will give us a great breakdown coming up at 1 o'clock. He writes for Cleveland.com when he's not in the classroom. Teacher and football coach locally.
That's awesome.
And does some freelance writing for Cleveland.com, does some great stuff. Lance is coming up at 1 o'clock. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Dan Menigan. Deion Sanders is the head coach of the Colorado Buffaloes. His son is a very good young quarterback. Will be drafted in the first round of the NFL draft. Will it be by the Browns? Well, who knows? And, you know, in the Let's Find Us a Quarterback series, we haven't talked about Shedeur Sanders yet. We will. But the fear is, and I can see Andy's head right now going through that window. I don't want the circus in town. No circus. I don't want the circus. That's all right, because Deion doesn't apparently want to bring the circus to Cleveland, if you connect some dots. First of all, let's go back to his Twitter account, Coach Prime, on Twitter, back when it was Twitter, now X. This is from March of 2018. Okay? Deion said this: I love what the Browns have done this offseason, but if I'm a young quarterback, ain't no way I'm going to Cleveland. I would pull an Eli Manning if possible. So that was 2018.
Well, a lot's changed since then.
For the better?
It just changed. All change doesn't need to be good change. It's just change.
Just change.
Just change. It's a more talented roster now than it was in 2018.
I would agree with that. Yeah. There's more stability in the coaching and front office roles.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been change.
Yeah. Well, Deion was recently on the Tamron Hall show. And I'm not real familiar with Tamron, except she had Deion on as a guest. And Mary Kay Cabot had this in her Hey Mary Kay column, where she was asked about Shedeur Sanders and would Deion block him from coming here. And Deion discussed with Tamron Hall.
The owners, billionaire owners,
yes,
will often say, well, this is a young man who should be making his own decisions. You know, he's got this helicopter dad.
Not my son. It's not like who I would like for him to play for. It's a couple teams that I won't allow him to play for. So it's not like that. But this is my profession. I know what's behind the curtain. We ain't got to get back there for me to understand what's behind the curtain and what's not prominent for my son. I'm not doing it. My son knows my voice, and he understands that I've done this and done that. Like, my kids respect their father because they know their father ain't perfect, but their father's always been present.
Which is great. And you tell me, Shedeur Sanders is an adult.
Yes.
I will not allow my son to play for. That okay?
Seems to be
It worked for the Manning family.
Right. That's the problem, is you've got that precedent that's sitting out there with the Mannings. And so, is it okay?
And that sound courtesy of the Tamron Hall Show, by the way.
I mean, I think it honestly is. And it's not to be...
I kind of think it is, too.
Right, and it's not to be an insult to Browns fans or anything else like that, or the Browns organization. It's not meant to go that direction. But especially if you've got somebody with the experience that Deion Sanders has, not only in the league but in college, dealing with scouts on top of that with college, and of course players as well, always reaching out to him and talking to him about how their experiences are going. Deion understands who's doing this a way that is helping winning and who is doing this in a more destructive manner that's not giving you winning. So I kind of understand where he's coming from. It makes sense. And it is, and maybe this is due to the fact that I'm somebody who can't stand the draft to begin with. And so maybe that plays into it, that I'm like, you know, burn it down. Let's go. Say no, I'm in. Because maybe then we can get what we really need. But I get where he's coming from. Because the last thing you want to do if you're a talented quarterback with an upside is to find yourself at a position where you essentially get thrown to the wolves. I mean, gosh, think of Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson needed to sit. He needed to take some time. He needed to learn. He needed to become better. He needed to realize how much faster the NFL was than what he was doing at BYU. He didn't get that with the Jets. He went to a train wreck organization and sadly became a member of the train wreck. And so is now in a position where you're having to talk yourself into him if you're going to get him somewhere, and seen as a reclamation project.
Well, add him to the list. You know, I mean,
right.
Zach Wilson, Trey Lance. Can either one of them play? Who knows?
But I wouldn't call where Trey Lance was any kind of a train wreck.
No, except for the fact that he got dinged up and immediately was dispatched, and then here comes Brock Purdy, who was on the team and played fairly well, and that was it. They decided to go with the guy. So
you and I will argue about this until the end of time. we will go in circles.
Until we know for sure if Trey Lance can play, I don't think you can say that he can't.
We will be sitting,
you know what I mean?
We will be sitting in two rocking chairs at some point, going back and forth and yelling at each other about this.
Well, I'm not going to bury a young guy who's not really had a great opportunity to play yet. Zach Wilson's had more of an opportunity to play, but I agree with you. I think he can play.
Right.
At least I would. There are enough young guys out there: Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, who I think you can. Sam Howell, who I wonder. Okay, in the right situation, could this guy flourish? And that's why I'm not completely locked in on the idea that you must draft one of these quarterbacks at two if you don't think one of them is going to be really good.
And it's part of the reason I understand what Deion is saying, and I kind of agree with it. Because
I can't argue with him on that.
Is for your son, who is talented enough to go high in this draft, to find himself in one of these teams that's a lost cause.
Well, Deion made those comments that we read on Twitter. I love what the Browns have done this offseason, but if I'm a young quarterback, ain't no way I'm going to Cleveland. I would pull an Eli Manning if possible. That was after the 0-16 season.
Right.
And they're building for 2018. When they threw DeShone Kizer out there in 2017, you know, and they went 0-16, and it was not good for him. The next year, they went 7-8-1, and it was Baker's rookie season. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he made those comments before the draft. Which is interesting. But I, as a guy who has the history, played really well in the league, he's a Hall of Fame talent, and now coaches, I can't get upset with Deion saying what he said. I really can't. Bill's in Parma. Hi, Bill.
How are you, Bill?
Good morning. I think the biggest thing that I'm concerned about is I think he's talking about the Browns. Because if you look at it...
Well, he certainly was in 2018.
Well, I think he's talking about him now.
I think he is, too.
Because, and I don't want to be critical. I don't. But what is their track record? Look at what happened with Mayfield. I'm not saying Mayfield is the second coming of Mahomes. I'm not. But they took this guy. The first season after he really got in, they did pretty good. And from there, they basically... destroyed the guy in the sense of by the time Mayfield left, there was these, you know, things coming out about, you know, his shoulder is not his shoulder, he can play, he can't play, he can't hit this person, he can't do this. And the guy on the field was just, you know, so self-doubting that you could see what was going on. And then the question I always had with Mayfield was, why were they doing this stuff to him? You know, these leaks that come out, we know where they come from. I mean, they don't come from, you know,
Bill, some of it was also that he was not not absolutely ripping up the league. I mean, they decided that they wanted an upgrade at the position, and they missed.
Well, what happened after the first season when they went 7-8-1, and that to me is the development of a talent. So that's the verdict I had, Jeff, in looking at it is. So this is what you do when you develop a talent. You go straight south.
So I think this went two ways, Bill, and I could be incorrect on this one, but it's just a thought. One of them is that they got themselves into a situation where they had too many people telling you what Baker Mayfield cannot do instead of focusing in on what Baker Mayfield could do.
Right.
You heard perpetually, oh, he can't throw over the middle. He can't, you know, can't see over the offensive line. He can't right. do, like, you had all these can'ts in your life and not enough focusing in on what he can do. And I think what Tampa Bay did is they got that guy in there and they said, what can this guy do? All right, how do we accentuate this and how do we make this better? And I think that's part A. And I think part B is a guy in Baker who honestly needed to be humbled. And he'll tell you that he kind of needed to have that moment of rock bottom to build himself back up. And where he is now is a much better place than where he was in Cleveland.
You know, Dan, I agree with that at some level, but I'm going to push back on that.
Of course.
And that is that I think all athletes get humbled, but I think there's a difference than being in the process of being destroyed as an athlete. And I think that is the question that I had with Mayfield. And now that we're seeing is, who do we have now that's going to nurture that quarterback? Is it going to be Stefanski? Well, Stefanski's been here when we saw the destruction of Mayfield. Who has he developed quarterback-wise?
He also had Baker playing pretty well, Bill.
He did.
So
until the separated shoulder, and again, we will never know until the tell-all book is written who was the one who was saying, yeah, I can go out there and play.
Deion also said this on the Tamron Hall show. He didn't specifically talk about teams, and this is from Mary Kay put all this together on her Hey Mary Kay column. He didn't mention the Browns in particular, but Deion said that he had New York Giants, that his son has, New York Giants cleats and Tennessee Titans cleats and has some Raiders cleats. He has every color cleats. Didn't mention orange. Yeah, didn't
well,
mention orange.
Not exactly the Colorado Buffalo colors at any point either.
You know, but to be honest, Dan, maybe this could end up doing the Browns a big favor. You know, can Shador play in the NFL at a really high level? I don't know. You know, I don't know. He's not been our subject yet in our let's find us a quarterback. But he will be coming up, and we'll figure out whether he can maybe be the right guy or not. Cam Ward I thought was really interesting. Looks like a young Brett Favre. Are you willing to roll the dice and take that guy at number one or number two? You know, just because you need a quarterback. Yeah, some team might, to be perfectly honest. Scott Petrak, Chronicle Telegram, BrownZone.com. His thoughts on what Deion has said about this whole thing and his takeaways from the playoffs over the weekend as quarterbacks, especially the big-time ones, moved on. It's Baskin and Phelps with Menigan here on The Fan.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.